In the Old Testament, king after king reigned over Israel and Judah. Even though most of the kings were bad, God still promised that he would keep the lamp lit and would never let it extinguish. So in other words, God would never let Israel be completely destroyed. He might punish them, but he would never let them be totally wiped out. God promised this to King David. He said that he would always let the Israelites stay alive. He did not guarantee that they would be totally safe and never be punished again, but he did say that he would never let their whole tribe be wiped out. God kept his promise because he sent Jesus, who is eternal, and he is now our king, and he will be our king forever and ever. That way, our lamp will never be extinguished, and we will always have a king. David was a man after God's own heart. Even though he made many mistakes in his life, he still always tried to be like God and do the best that he could. The reason that David is called a man after God's own heart is because Jesus was like David's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson. So through David and his line, Jesus was born and God's promise came true. The lamp lived on and now we have an eternal light, Jesus. My visual is a fireplace because it reminds me of a roaring fire and how even when there are just coals of the fire is still burning. And that signified that even though Israel sometimes looked like God was going to destroy them, some of the Israelites were still alive so that the legacy lived on. And then when the fire was roaring, it shows that the Israelites were thriving. That is why I chose this visual. What I learned from this lesson is that there might be times in our life when we think that God is going to leave us and abandon us, but we have to remember that God is always there for us and will always be here for us.